With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Hurricane Beryl has slammed into Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula near the resort town of Tulum after leaving a trail of destruction and at least 11 dead across the Caribbean. It's now turning its sights upon the Texas Gulf Coast. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick tells KVUE-TV people should start preparing now for a weather emergency, with Beryl expected to drench the state's Gulf Coast early next week.
A serious weather event is coming. We don't know exactly where. Be prepared. We will be prepared. Your local mayors and county judges are being prepared. And stay safe and God bless everyone.
Beryl is expected to regain strength as a hurricane as it moves back over the waters of the Gulf of Mexico. Election ballot drop boxes have been approved in Wisconsin. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled that officials can place ballot drop boxes around their communities in this fall's election. The decision overturns the court's own ruling 2 years ago, which limited the use of drop boxes in the presidential swing state. The difference has to do with the makeup of the court. Conservatives controlled the state Supreme Court 2 years ago, but in April of last year, the court was flipped to Democratic control. Seeing an opening, Priorities USA, a progressive voter mobilization group, asked the court to revisit the decision a few months ago. I'm Shelley Adler.
The UK has its first change in government in 14 years after the Labour Party won a resounding victory in a general election. It's the Conservative Party's biggest defeat ever. The new government faces huge challenges, including fixing the country's sluggish economic and social malaise, resulting in part from the UK's exit from the European Union, the COVID-19 pandemic, the war in Ukraine, and several Conservative Party scandals. This is SRN News. The Biden administration sends mixed messages on transgenderism.
Rachel Levine, the Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services, recently advised an international transgender health organization that there should be no minimum age for children who want sex change operations. This sparked outrage across the U.S., and now the Biden administration is in full damage control mode, issuing a statement saying it does not support sex change operations for anyone under 18. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Residents of Amarillo, Texas, will vote on an abortion travel ban in November. Supporters of the measure gathered more than 6,000 verified signatures to petition for approval of the ordinance and submitted their request to city officials to have it placed on the ballot. Their action came after the Amarillo City Council rejected the proposed policy, which would forbid the use of the city's roads and highways to seek an abortion out of state. This is SRN News. Louisiana must protect the health and safety of incarcerated workers, correspondent John Scott reports.
The inmates are toiling in the fields of a former slave plantation. U.S. District Judge Brian Jackson says they face substantial risk of injury or death in blistering summer temperatures. He gave the state 7 days to provide a plan to improve conditions at Louisiana State Penitentiary. The state immediately appealed the decision. Men incarcerated at the Louisiana Penitentiary filed a class action lawsuit last year, alleging cruel and unusual punishment and forced labor in the prison's fields. John Scott reporting.
President Joe Biden has canceled a planned speech at Philadelphia at the annual conference of the National Education Association after the union staff announced a strike. It set up picket lines Friday around the Pennsylvania Convention Center in downtown Philadelphia. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.